Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Dr. Surinder Kumar is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He and Bart Saley, Dr. Bart Saley, have written a book called Riding the Blue Train. And it's their first book, and it's a good one, too, folks. Surinder is Chief Innovation Officer for Wrigley, the Wrigley Company. That's right, the chewing gum folks out of Chicago, and he's our guest right now. Surinder, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to talk to you. Good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
Now, the pleasure is all mine.
Now, in your book, you talk about riding the blue train. Now, that's the good train, and then there's a red train, which is not so good. Tell us the difference.
The difference, Jim, is that in our lives, events happen. It's our interpretation of those events that leads us to either become angry, which is the red train, or to create opportunities, which is the blue train. So if we take an event and we interpret that event as danger, or we look at that as something that will be bad for us, we then interpret that as something that will hurt us. Therefore, we either become withdrawn or we become angry.
Mm-hmm.
That leads to a defensive cycle that puts us into a spin, which takes us to the lower levels of our performance.
Which is basically buying a ticket for the red train.
You are right. On the other side, we can look at an event. We can look at and say, what would it mean for us? How we can leverage that for our business, for our life, and how we can create from that, which becomes a creative cycle, which is buying the ticket for blue train. And once we are on the blue train, that's the creative cycle that creates energy, that creates wealth, that creates opportunities for us.
One of the things that I've been saying for a long time, Surinder, is that the world is a force. And we are forces. You're a force, and I'm a force. And the world is coming at us. This force is coming at us. And however successful we are, however we handle our lives, whatever we find our lot in life to be, has an awful lot to do with where we meet the world. Do we drive our force out and meet the world halfway, and therefore see those opportunities you were talking about, or do we sort of sit back and let the world come to us and basically take what it gives us?
That is absolutely right. If we are proactive and looking at what the opportunities are and go after those opportunities, we will invariably be successful. If we wait, as you know, even if we are on the right track, if you're sitting on the track, someday we'll get run over by the train.
That's exactly right. Now, one of the things that you, one of the keys to success of organizations that you found in your book were those companies that had found the key to success, especially those that were able to go from the 20th century into the 21st century successfully, were the companies that learned how to get the most out of their people. Now, how do you do that?
This is really, really important. We really believe, Jim, that to transform any company, we must transform people. To build any business, we must build the people. And to have a great business, we must have great people. So number one is, if we have an opportunity, get the best possible people. So when we are starting a business, always go after the best possible people. Now, the second part of that one is, if we have a business in which we already have people, always know that people perform to their best if we have their hearts into the business. Therefore, building the people such that they have their hearts into our business is very, very important.
But how do you do that, Surinder? I know, I mean, I talk to CEOs of major corporations, and they talk about how the bigger your organization gets, the farther away you get from being able to build some kind of excitement and keep a certain culture of the business, you know, instilled in the people in the far reaches of the company. And then you got small companies where we can literally, many companies can literally just do an about face and see everybody in the whole company. But both have the same challenges of getting a positive and effective culture instilled into their people. How do you pull that off?
Invariably, that depends upon the leadership. As you know, it is all about how a leader acts, not only what a leader says. It is very important that all our people know where we are going. So it's very important that a leader tells and shows his or her people what the destination is. It's very important that...
So you're saying that we should explain to our employees what the goals of the company is, what the goals are, and their part, the part that they play in making that happen?
Absolutely. Every single individual in the company must know that their contribution really matters, that what they do day in and day out makes a difference in their business and difference in their own lives, mm-hmm. and that their lives are congruent with what the business is trying to do.
So you're trying to make them stakeholders, not just employees.
Absolutely right. You got just the right word, which is employees are actually stakeholders. They are not just employees.
Well, if you can't, one thing the small business owners learn as they grow and they hire more employees, they find out that they've got to learn to delegate, because they can't do it all themselves, because that's what growth does. It takes the control farther and farther away from the founder. And if you're going to hand these tasks off to people, you've got to try to make them you know, you've got to help them to be able to manage those new tasks, these tasks that you're giving them, in a way that grows the business the right way. When we come back, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to get you to help us do that a little bit more. And also, we're going to talk about what Surinder calls the five powers. There are five powers. I'm going to get him to talk to us about right after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. We're visiting with Surinder Kumar. He's the co-author of Riding the Blue Train. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Dr. Surinder Kumar, and he is co-author, along with Dr. Bart Saley. Is it Sale or Saley?
Barton Sale.
Sale, S-A-Y-L-E. And Surinder Kumar is the co-author there of the book, Riding the Blue Train. Now, folks, the Blue Train, and I actually think... That Surinder, I'd like for small business owners to adopt your train metaphors, and I think it'd be good. I think one thing we could learn from your book is we could tell our people, okay, which kind of a ticket are you going to buy today? Are you going to buy a ticket for the red train, or are you going to buy a ticket for the blue train? And see what where it would be handy, Surinder, is whenever someone was acting negative, if they were not taking a situation and trying to turn it into an opportunity, a challenge into an opportunity, you could say, okay, John, get off the red train, get on the blue train. Well, that'd be awfully handy, wouldn't it?
Jim, actually, that's what we do at the Wrigley Company. There are a lot of our executives who basically remind ourselves of, hey, today we are going to be on the blue train. And anytime somebody gets off, we remind each other, saying, now, let's get off the red train, get back on the blue train of growth, creativity, and happiness.
Right. And see, that's something that any company can do. Any organization can do. Surrender, tell us where the book's available, please. Riding the Blue Train.
The book is available in a number of bookstores. It can be purchased from Amazon.com, Borders, and any other bookstore.
And is there a website for the book?
The book website is www.ridingthebluetrain.com.
Ridingthebluetrain.com. So check that out, folks. In your book, Surrender, you talk about the five powers: insight, inspiration, intentionality, that's a new word, intentional language, and congruence. Talk to us about one or two of those.
Let's take each one of those, Jim. Insights: great leaders or great individuals take observations around them and converge those observations into insights. We see different things, for example. A lot of people just see things, but they don't make anything out of those. Great people take those and convert those into insights that can be used for business growth.
Mm-hmm.
The one that's really important to me is really intentionality. What I call intentionality is...
Now, is that a real word, or did you just invent that?
No, we made that up.
Okay, thank you.
You know, we all have
intentions. I like making up things. It's good. Go ahead.
You know, we all have intentions. I have intentions every morning I wake up, and I have intentions of doing exercises for 30 minutes. Now, that can only be made into reality if we are intentional, if we have intentionality. So intentionality is a combination of making our intentions, in converting our intentions into reality. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if I have just intentions of doing exercises, that's just intention. But if I actually do exercises day after day, that is intentionality. And great leaders invariably convert their intentions and their people's intentions into reality. Okay? Examples of that are tremendous. Our CEO at Wrigley is a great individual, Bill Wrigley Jr.
Third generation?
It's fourth generation.
Fourth generation, okay.
Fourth-generation family business who has continued the train of intentionality, of working constantly towards growing the business through people. So what he does, he gets really the best people, makes sure that they all know what we are trying to accomplish from a business standpoint,
mm-hmm.
inspires them to be a part of the business, as you said, the stakeholder in the business,
mm-hmm.
because their wealth, their happiness, and what we create for the future is part of the total Wrigley business. So we as people work constantly towards creating the growth for today and creating generational growth through consistent and persistent pursuit of excellence, which we call intentionality.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I think is important for intentionality is to intentionally help your people be successful in their assignments and aggregate their success for your success. Don't try to be successful yourself. Aggregate the success of the people who work with you. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. It is very, very important. As great people, we believe, great people working together towards common goals invariably achieve exceptional results. So an important part in that is working together with intentions or with high intentionality towards a common goal.
Surrender, we have to wrap it up. We're coming up on the end of our visit, and time goes too fast. You've got a lot more to talk to us and teach us. Will you come back another day?
Oh, it'll be my pleasure, Jim.
Dr. Surrender Kumar, ladies and gentlemen, the co-author of the book, Riding the Blue Train. Get your people, ladies and gentlemen, on the blue train. Get them off the red train, onto the blue train. Surrender, thank you for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Quick break, right back with Leslie Kossoff. She's talking to us today all the way from England. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.